Hello, everyone. It's Tyler Bryden here. Talking today, I wanted to talk about, sort of meta is the rise of podcasting, then the rise of audiobooks as well, too. And this is something that has fascinated me a lot. As someone who was actually somewhat critical of audio, especially audiobooks at a time, I remember a lot of people telling me that they were reading books and then, you know, sort of relaying the information later that it was actually they were listening to the book. So they were listening to an audiobook. And I always thought that doesn't quite feel like it's the same thing as reading. You're not dedicating the same energy and focus to it. And I was sort of critical about it. I thought, you're not really learning. I had listened to some podcasts in the past and I'd listened to even, I think, tried to listen to some audiobooks. And I was like, man, I'm not really listening to this. I'm doing a bunch of other stuff at the exact same time. And I don't think I'm quite gathering the information in that same way. I since have not retaken that stance. I still believe there is a gap in the way that you're comprehending when you're reading, and this is obvious. There's a difference between the comprehension when reading a physical book and staring at it, and that's the only thing you're doing, compared to podcasting or audiobooks where you are, you know, you're at the gym, a lot of people listening, obviously driving, and then even at home through smart speakers and stuff. And so that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit today. I have a couple stats as well, too, that I was just looking at. And, you know, just a couple things that I wanted to listen to here to give some context. And this one says here, 112 million Americans have listened to a podcast, up 11% in 1 year. And some of these are from 2016, some of these from 2017. So it's just expanding. 67 million Americans listen to a podcast monthly. And just for, you know, just for the side of it, that's more common than Catholicism. So that's pretty crazy. We're looking at, you know, almost 50 million Americans. And I don't know why I'm just saying American. It just seems like that's where the stats are coming from, or listening to podcasts weekly. And I've noticed this, and this is obviously anecdotal, but a ton of my friends who I don't really think listened to podcasts in the past or listened to even audiobooks are now really deep into it. And instead of what I find really interesting, and it still continues, is, you know, asking what are you watching right now, what's on Netflix that you're watching, or what's on TV that you're watching, the discussions that I'm having with some of my friends, and it does seem to lean a little bit towards guys, which I'm not quite sure why. It seems to be younger male adults who are listening. I asked them what they're listening to, or what podcast do you recommend, or did you listen to the latest Joe Rogan? Obviously, is one of the big podcasts that a ton of people listen to, and that's a really interesting shift. And I think what's amazing about it is how much bonding comes from it. So if I have a buddy who listens to Joe Rogan, I can have a 4-hour conversation with him, talking about the guests that he's had and just the nuances and the intricacies of that conversation. And my question is that I'm not really answering today. I'm just sort of thinking about it out loud. It's just, why have podcasts become so popular? Why have audiobooks become so popular? And of course, there's a part of that with the distribution. We're in much more democratized system in terms of content production and access to technology. So before, it was harder to get access to a good microphone, or a lot of people were doing video podcasts, actual cameras, and setting up that system, and not just setting up the technical side, but also setting up the distribution side. So, of course, before there was, you know, there wasn't an iTunes, there wasn't a podcast place to go, and when iTunes brought that in, and when podcasting became, it set up this distribution center, and I've talked about this a little bit in the past, is I thought it was actually, I was pretty intimidated about figuring out how to get my podcast up and doing it in a scalable, efficient way. Now that I've set that up with a plugin through WordPress, all I really have to do is a blog post, and it's automatically updating, not just to iTunes, but I've now seen it on Google Podcasts, and it's disseminating basically automatically, which is really cool. Note that I do think is quite interesting is that Google has kept the term, like, podcast. It's so interesting because it seems like it was something that was started, like, basically exclusively by iTunes, but is now taken over a lot of mediums. And what I find really interesting is Google has kept that name. It's still podcasting. This is what it is known about, known for, and this is what it's known by. And so I just thought that was interesting that even Google sort of was taking an iTunes branding of what this is and actually keeping that for their own application as well, too. Couple other things. I'm really just pulled up a couple articles, and this is a lot. You know, this is really my process for a lot of things. Something I'm interested in, do a couple variations of a search, and then pull the top 10 Google results and find the ones that are good. And so I just have a couple stats listed. If you see me looking over here, I just wanted to, you know, give a couple things that give me a little bit more context and give you a little bit context just how popular this is. So the average listener subscribes to 6 podcasts. Podcast fans listen to 5 shows per week. And then just, this is a little bit different, but 52% of podcasts are listened to at home and 18% in the car. Now, I've seen some different stats across the things. Never know exactly how accurate it is, but, you know, for example, Fast Company, April 2018, said there's over 525,000 active shows and over 18.5 million episodes in terms of podcasts. And so that's a phenomenal amount. I don't know. What I'm really interested in is, are we getting saturated in podcasting, or will we get saturated in podcasting? And what is so interesting about it is because it's such a small little thing for so many people to set up, that there seems like there's the possibility for a lot of strong niches to grow. And so just because there's so many podcasts already, 525,000 active shows, it doesn't necessarily take away from the audience of certain podcasts. So just because you're doing, you know, some people are doing podcasts on, you know, history of Russia in, you know, in the Soviet Union and the whole geographical area, you know, from 1000 BC, you know, like on, you know what I mean? They're so small, like just these ridiculous tiny niches that only certain people are interested in. And it really makes for a destination that people can find and really find their own path and what they're interested in. And I think that's been a big part of the success of podcasting. But it you wonder, right? Does it follow that trend, you know, that it seems to happen to all platforms? It comes out, everyone sort of flocks about it, creates content, the people in the beginning really seem to thrive, and then it becomes too late, it gets oversaturated, and the other people sort of struggle with the success that the earlier adopters actually get. Now, just pulling up a couple other things here. I just thought, you know, where was this article here? This was a good one, and I'm not actually pulling it up on the screen here today, but this is by Medium, and the actual article is called The Rise of the Podcast and Why You Should Start One. I guess I'll pull it up here just so we can see for anyone who's watching this on video. Rise of Podcast and Why You Should Start One. Everyone tells everyone that you should be starting a podcast. I don't know if that's true or not. I think some people that's very useful, other people it's not. One thing I did want to note is that one of the really interesting sides of podcasting, not interesting, but effective and powerful parts of podcasting, is that obviously you're attacking different mediums. You can do audio, you can do video, but the side that I see is this transcription side. So we actually have the ability to now with Google, with Amazon, with IBM, basically upload audio files and transcribe those quite accurately. So 85 to 95% accuracy. And so if I do a podcast, and I did one the other day, about an hour and a half, by the end of that hour and a half, I've racked up 14,000 words in content. I upload that audio file, it transcribes it, and I now have, you know, 14,000 words of original content with, you know, tons of keywords, tons of relevant context and information for Google and search engines to actually index and crawl and then help promote. And so not only am I, you know, not only is podcasting great for the relationship it creates by people listening, but it also creates, if using transcription, the ability to help increase your organic rankings online and find a way for people to find you for really no additional cost, which for a marketer, for anyone, that's obviously a goal that a lot of people are trying to get to. It's just a couple of, again, statistics. 60% of the U.S. population is familiar with the term podcasting. 50% of all U.S. homes are podcast fans. 40% have listened to a podcast. Up 36. You see, some of these are different numbers here. I don't know. But, you know, saying up 36% in 2016. So ton of crazy stats and growth around it. A lot of this, they believe, has been obviously contributed by these, you know, big companies, Google, obviously, Apple, who has been a big piece of this, and just, now we're seeing Amazon with Audible, which is a fantastic, fantastic company, actually getting much more into the audio side as well, too. And so, you know, here, why should you start a podcast? It's mobile, you know, it's just so nice, like, in terms of the attention that you have to dedicate it to, but still get the value out of it and still allowing you to do everything else. And I think, you know, in this time that we're in, we are crunched for time. Everyone is sort of, pretty damn busy. We're doing something. And if we're not that busy, it still seems to be a pretty highly important choice of where you want to dedicate your time. And so to have a podcast, have an audiobook, I'm able to work out, I'm able to listen to it if I'm doing more data entry, if I'm driving a car a long distance. It really creates that beautiful relationship with audio of, I can listen to this, enjoy it, get great valuable information, and I can also still be doing the other parts of my life and doing a good job at it. And so, of course, that has been, I think, part of the success of podcasting. We don't have the time to dedicate. It's tough to watch. You know, if anyone's watching this video, I'm at 12 minutes already, and you're like, if you're watching this and you're focused on that, damn, that's a lot of concentration, that's a lot of focus, and that's dedication to time. I don't ask my friends to really watch these videos. I don't ask anyone to watch these videos because I know how much, you know, 15, 20 minutes can be worth to someone. But for you to be able to disseminate it to iTunes, disseminate it to Google Podcasts, for them to be able to listen it to on a leisurely day when they're doing something or when they're doing an activity that's not that, demanding in terms of mental power, there you go. You can listen to it. It doesn't disrupt your day, and you can get some great information and just an experience. And part of that, I thought it was in this article that I have pulled up. I think I'm going to go back to full screen Tyler here. Part of it is just the intimate relationship. Like when I am listening to a podcast, when I'm listening to an audiobook, especially if you're an audiobook, if you're creating an audiobook, narrate your own book, read it. Like I've listened to a bunch of books lately that have been narrated by the authors, and it is such a beautiful experience. It's the most intimate way to listen to someone. You feel like you learn so much. The tone and the passion in their voice is just amazing. And that's what it is. Like when I'm listening to a podcast, when I'm listening to this audiobook, it's just so intimate, and you feel like you're learning so much and building a relationship with people. And I think there's a lot of respect and admiration for people who are doing podcasts, and just a really close connection that's built by both the podcaster and the listener, which is really exciting for both parties, I think, in a time where we see so much artificial stuff, see so much very flaunty, flashy stuff on social media and online. It's nice to have these intimate conversations. And I think that seems to be a piece of the success here, is obviously the intimacy, and then the long form of being able to turn something on, listen to an hour podcast, listen to a 3-hour podcast with no real disruption, to be pretty engaged in it. That's just a fantastic thing that really you expect the growth of it. And just in that own right, like, language, speech, communication, audio, that is where people came from. That is how our civilization started. The reason why we grew, the reason why we are still here today is because of voice, because of language, because of audio. And so to continue that trend in a way that can be, distributed across the world and very quickly, and being able to share knowledge and being able to, listen and give and take. And a lot of shows are now doing, question and answers. Like, it's such an amazing thing that is really, I think, putting us on a path to a better world where we're all learning and having conversations that are great, and those conversations on the podcast then lead to conversations in the real world. And it just creates this amazing feedback loop of what seems to be like, there are a ton of, I'm just looking this up here as well too. Obviously there's a ton of comedy, podcasts and stuff. But even like the comedy ones, there seems to be so much value that you can get out of it. And, I've really, really enjoyed, again, like even something like Joe Rogan, where it is comedy, it's more comedy based, but when you put someone in a long form conversation, even the comedy, the part or the characters that we often see in like 6 minute little TV appearances, they fall apart and the real authentic person comes out in that long form conversation. And so some of the greatest lessons as things I've learned and seen have become from, people that you wouldn't think would be that serious. Some, Chris D'Elia or Theo Vaughn or, people like this who are just straight up comedians, but who in their real world are actual people, and they're not always just making jokes every day. They have real parts of their personality that they want to show, or at least that do get shown in these long form conversations. So I just something I want to touch on. I didn't want to get too redundant or go over too much here. I just seeing if there was anything else, but it doesn't really, I don't think I can do it justice. I'd love to do some more research and come back on a different time and actually talk a little bit more of this, because I think there's so much more that can be looked at on a granular level of why it's succeeding, of who is succeeding and where those trends are going. And so I do plan to do that, but I did wanted to record a little video here today. Now, one thing that I just wanted to share, and I'm not fully done this, but I have my, let's check this out. Did I do it right? There we go. This is my site, tylerbryden.com. And I've been listing my, obviously my podcasts on here, and obviously creating a ton of content really around, obviously the stuff that I'm talking about in these podcasts and really enjoying life. But this is one of the things that I wanted to share, and really does fit in with the theme today of obviously audiobooks and audio. And so what I've been trying to do is compile a list of some of the absolute best books that I've listened to on Audible. And I really do, I do a ton of research before I even pick a book, because as I said, it is, to me, time is a very valuable thing. And I really do try to make a very conscious choice of where I spend that time. And so these books have come out of hours of research before I even pick the book, which might sound crazy, but the books that I've chosen and the ones that I've obviously listed here are absolutely fantastic. And so this is on my site, my Audible library, great audiobooks for everyone. I'm going to continue to add to this, and I might make it even like a little bit easier to digest. The part that I want to add, and some of these books are amazing, man. Steve Martin, Born Standing Up, to hear, and like a lot of these are narrated right by the authors, as I mentioned. Trevor Noah, which was an amazing book. Some of the greatest insights, Conversion Code, if you're into the marketing, some Kevin Hart. I really, obviously, you can see that I love going for the authors who are narrating their own books, because it's just so personal. And another thing that I just tried to highlight here was that there are these courses on Audible called The Great Courses, and they are like, man, like, I know that one's only 12 hours long, but you can see this, Critical Business Skills for Success, 31 hours and 23 minutes. That's a whole course in one book. And the amount of stuff that I've learned from some of those great courses is honestly mind-blowing to me. So I did want to start to share some of those. I am going to continue to add to this. And what I'm trying to set up here is you can get a free trial. I'm going to have a link to, I believe I can make this work, a link to a free trial for Audible. So if you haven't set up, if you haven't used Audible in the past and are looking at getting into podcasting, or you know, you want to listen to some audio or podcasting, or now obviously audiobooks, take the free trial. You get a free book, listen to it. I'm going to have a link to that free trial. And I think I even get a little credit or something there as well too. So a little bit of affiliate link. I'm going to do some more of that stuff in the future, but obviously really trying to promote natural stuff that I really care about and can recommend and confidently recommend. So again, part of my journey is trying to overcome obstacles that a lot of us are going through, and trying to find these good pieces of valuable information that can help you get through those obstacles, or you know, and just share stuff of value that I think, you know, has helped me and hopefully can help others. And so whether that's my Audible book, Audible books that I'm recommending, and a free trial that I'm trying to send your way, or even you know, some of what I'm trying to do is review some of the amazing, you know, the amazing software that I get to use in my day-to-day business with digital marketing, things like that. I am really hoping to share with you, and all through this fantastic medium of podcasting, of through audio. And one day I hope to do my own book and actually have a narrated version of that as well too. That is a far way away. But with every single podcast I do, I continue to try to get better, and I, you know, I take the transcriptions of those and rework them and take the concepts, and I do hope to build something pretty exciting at one point in my life. So I think if I pull this up here, back to me, I think I am done for the day. I will see you again next week for another podcast, another little video. Hope you enjoyed this. If you're listening to podcasts, man, let me know. Let me know. Shoot me some of the ones that you're listening to. I'd love to know what other people are listening to, if you've got any good recommendations. And the same thing for Audible, same thing for you know, for audiobooks that you've listened to that have maybe changed your life for the better. I'm always looking for some more, and I think I've got some credits built up on the account there. So I'm done for the day. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you.